This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition. And what's going on in the world? Well, we're going to tell you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And, wow. It's been an interesting couple of days. I have some interesting topics that we can kick the show off with. One of them is about something known as the Boogaloo.
Yeah, okay, yes. I've heard about this.
I was telling you before the show started that there used to be a children's television show called The Boogaloos.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I see the word Boogaloo, I think of that song. It goes, the Boogaloos, the Boogaloos, the in the air and everywhere. It's pretty sweet. Yeah. If you knew the harmony, it'd be even better, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
We didn't prep you for that one.
But there were some of those guys at the New Hampshire protests that we went to, some of the Boogaloo guys, they had some flyers they were handing out. They were fully decked out in camouflage and holding some sort of badass-looking rifles.
And you may not have noticed, but apparently part of being a person of the Boogaloo is wearing some sort of a Hawaiian shirt.
I didn't know that.
For some reason.
And it's a good plan.
Hey, nobody. Thanks for joining us.
That way your friends know who not to shoot.
So this article I have is actually from Gizmodo. It reports over 100 militant groups have been promoting Second Civil War on Facebook.
Updated.
So it's about time.
We can talk about that a little bit more as the night goes on. I've also been wondering myself, I keep hearing about this bit about how hospitals get paid more if they list patients who die as COVID-19. On ventilators and that kind of a thing. And I believe we have the answer to that, or at least some facts that point us to an answer, and we could talk more about that. Also, news on the economy. The U.S. economy has wiped out all job gains since the Great Recession. So just
isn't that special? They got us right back where they want us.
In a few short weeks, they've managed to take
12 years of progress.
Yeah. Wiped out. So, and of course, we're here to take your calls and your thoughts on any of this, or you can take control of the air and bring up whatever you'd like to talk about. And again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So, kicking things off, let's talk about the Boogaloo. This article is from Gizmodo, and it was actually, it looks like it was updated today, perhaps.
Okay.
Today when it was updated. But it starts off, God help us if Mark Zuckerberg's next congressional hearing is on the subject of the bloody insurrection of 2020. As HuffPost first reported, a scourge of far-right extremist accounts on Facebook.
A scourge of them. How dare they be on the right?
And I like how they instantly assume that they're far-right extremist accounts on Facebook appear to be gearing up for a meme-inspired civil war amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Meme-inspired.
Have you noticed, this is just a media thing that I've picked up, you have two political orientations according to the U.S. media.
Uh-huh.
You have left and far right.
Yep.
There is no center right, there is no center left,
right.
There is no far left. All left is reasonable, all right is
far.
Unreasonable.
Yeah, it's far and extreme.
Yes.
So, yeah. And apparently the center doesn't exist, nor does anybody outside of any of those particular political philosophies exist either, at least according to media. You are spot on with your observation, nobody. the large platform, the Tech Transparency Project, or TTP, is a research group focused on exposing large platforms' misconduct and influence, released a report finding that 125 Facebook groups are promoting the Boogaloo, a term far-right groups use to refer to wishful Civil War sequel.
That's boogie!
Yeah. The Boogaloo appears to have mutated from a joking 4chan meme into a real-life movement of militiamen, also known as the claims Boog Jihadines. I'm not going to try and say that because, well, that word sucks. It doesn't sing very well. Last year, but the TTP found a scourge. Mm-hmm. A surge.
You know what,
in Boogaloo interest.
What the source of that is?
No.
The people who fought against the Soviets in Afghanistan were called the Mujahideen.
Mujahideen? Yeah.
Mujahideen. So they just repurposed the first syllable to be Bujahideen.
Oh, so I'm even mispronouncing it the way it's spelled.
Yeah, so the idea is, you know, they're the people who are going to fight the U.S. government for freedom.
I mean, I don't know. I prefer the government to go away without bloody violence, mm-hmm. you know, without any sort of, you know, and I think it can be done in today's day and age, right?
Really? How?
Well, it starts with education, and it's not going to be like...
Where does it end?
...a process. Well, it ends with everybody ignoring the government out of existence.
Yeah. Everybody's not going
to
do that.
No, but certainly we could get a critical mass of people to do so, show them how it's done. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time, but, like, I'm firmly of the opinion that we can out-invent the current government. It's archaic.
So agorism.
It's ancient. Yeah, agorism.
Well, we may have already... In that the most vital power that the government has is they have an infinite amount of money because they can just print more.
Right.
If enough people stopped accepting their money, their dollars.
Yes.
Or if every time these people got dollars, they would immediately buy silver, buy gold, buy Bitcoin Cash, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Then that would basically, it would be demand-side inflation, which isn't something that normally happens. Most people will normally take money. But if people... basically, they could destroy the value of the dollar, and by destroying the value of the dollar, they could destroy the power of the government. Now, even that, though, might not be a peaceful solution because, you know, governments are psychopathic, and when you threaten to take a psychopath's power away, he might turn around and just kill you, so you can't do that, at which point you have to fight back, and you're back to bloody civil war. But at least right. you've put the impetus for the bloody civil war on the other side, whereas if they don't attack you, then you don't end up with a bloody civil war. Personally, I think they would, but it would be nice if they didn't.
I think we're starting to see what I refer to as anarchist infrastructure, right? Bitcoin, right? The blockchain, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. These are the first decentralized technologies mm-hmm. that have abilities that haven't been tapped yet, but will mm-hmm. be soon enough, or, I mean, not soon enough for me, but they're in the works to replace things. We know that the services or products that government claim monopolies on, that only they can serve up, we know that those can be provided in a market setting, right? Mm-hmm. So security, defense, you know, record keeping, notary type stuff, right? All of mm-hmm. these things that government claims the monopoly on can be provided in a market setting. Mm-hmm. And we also know, just from the technologies that I'm aware of, that a lot of those things can be provided through this new technology of blockchain. And so I'm hoping that we can outpace the government. The government isn't very good at innovating, right? In fact, they're very poor at it. Well, what they are good at is hijacking other people's ideas once they're, you know, implemented, you know, in a market and that kind of a thing. So I'm hopeful. I'll be idealistic, but I'm hopeful that it can be accomplished without a second revolutionary war, a boogaloo, if you will.
I would be shocked if the boogaloo didn't come eventually, but it sure would be nice. Yeah.
Are you for or against the boogaloo? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the live Monday edition. This is Free Talk Live. Our website is freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. In the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And we've been talking about the boogaloo. And this is a word, if you're not familiar with it, that, according to the media, has become attached to far-right extremists who sort of wish for some sort of a second civil war. And this article is from Gizmodo. In a statement to Gizmodo Friday night, a Facebook spokesperson said that the company has, quote, removed groups and pages who've used this and related terms for violating our policies.
Mm-hmm, yep. So, yeah, you can't oppose the state on Facebook.
So apparently the mere use of the word boogaloo, and I wonder how many misspellings of that there are.
Well, remember, they've also taken down events pages that have to do with the you know, the protests against the lockdowns. They've taken those pages down. And their justification is that, well, you know, as a corporation, part of terms of service of almost every corporation that provides some sort of an online service is you can't use that thing, that service, for breaking the law.
Right.
And so they are interpreting anyone who is organizing a protest as breaking the law. And so, therefore, it is not allowed on Facebook.
A lawful and legal activity of protesting.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter that, you know, Supreme Courts have yet to rule on this or that it's crystal clear that it's unconstitutional, these particular laws. That's not Facebook's job,
right?
Their job isn't to determine what is or is not unconstitutional. Their job is to play the corporate safe route and say, well, we're our good little corporate citizens here, and we're just going to do whatever we think will help the government. And so if you are against the state, if you are against these lockdowns, if you are in favor of freedom in this particular case with the COVID-19 nonsense, you don't belong on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, and Facebook did go on to say, we're reviewing the content referenced in this report and will enforce against any violations, they added. Mm-hmm. On Monday morning, however, dozens of Boogaloo-themed pages, including the ones mentioned in the TTP report, were still accessible on the platform.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's just an inconsistency of enforcement in that particular case. The, you know, the other shoe could drop any moment. The axe could fall, and any of those pages could get cut. They could all get cut in one day, or a tenth of them get cut. You know, who knows what's going to happen. But if you have a page on Facebook and there's anything important on it, you know, generally you should be in the habit of not posting important things to Facebook and expecting them to stay there. Make sure you have a backup, like if it's a photo or something like this, some video, make sure you have a backup somewhere of that.
Because, don't let that be the only place you have.
Because if they shut your page down, that content's going with it, and you're never going to get it back.
And there is a method to download an entire Facebook profile within Facebook. I discovered it once. I've downloaded my own profile one time just to have a backup of it.
I did it right before I deactivated my account.
Yeah, I'm probably due to do that again. There's just some, I mean, that's a cache of memes that I could not recreate.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they shut my Facebook off tomorrow, I guess, you know, whatever. But some of those memes are pretty darn good. So.
Well, what I would recommend, and this is, you know, coming from somebody who's been off of Facebook now for more than 2 years, is create your alternative now, okay? Whatever that means, whether it means going and putting up a Hubzilla, which is kind of like a Facebook decentralized competitor, whether that means, although there's not a whole lot of action there, of course, whether that means going to a different platform, like for instance, using another decentralized solution. Of course, we've been talking about Mastodon here, which isn't exactly the same as Facebook. It's more of a knockoff of Twitter, but it is a way to, you know, to accomplish a social networking thing.
Right.
Stephen and Derek were actually in here the other night, or Derek was, and Stephen called in from AnyPay, and he was talking about Twetch, T-W-E-T-C-H, which
I heard that a couple of times. What is it?
It's a Bitcoin SV-backed social media platform, meaning that you have to actually pay every time you want to post or like or follow somebody.
Yeah.
So it completely eliminates spam, because no spammer is going to pay a cent to post their spam.
I like that.
They're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, it takes millions of those things to get a response, so they couldn't do that profitably.
Yeah. So I like the idea. It's, you know, it's in a beta right now, so it's a little rough around the edges. But if you think that sounds interesting because it is decentralized, meaning that the posts themselves are not hosted on a centralized server. They're hosted on the Bitcoin SV blockchain.
Right.
Whereas with Mastodon, it's still semi-centralized because even though Mastodon is decentralized in that there's thousands of servers all around the planet, it's still possible that the one server you're using could get taken down.
Right, right.
Right? So you can always hop to another one or you can start your own server, but in the case of Twitch, it is based on the blockchain, which cannot be taken down.
That's kind of awesome.
And then there's also other things like Steemit and the new Hive.blog, which were around before Twitch. Steemit was the Steam blockchain, which basically exists to allow social media posting and upvoting. When you upvote on Steemit or Hive.blog, it actually gives cryptocurrency to the user who posted that content, which is kind of interesting. Although the reason I'm mentioning Hive.blog is because Steemit had a schism recently.
I was going to say, didn't Steemit lose, Steam?
There was a takeover, apparently, seen as a hostile takeover by certain individuals within the... who was it? Some guy named Justin Sun. I guess he's the founder of Tron, which is a whole other crypto. Okay. Without going too far off into the drama of cryptocurrencies, because there always is, right? Once a thing gets big enough, somebody has a fight.
Yeah.
And some groups are become, you know, turned against one another. And then the nice thing about crypto is it allows people to go whichever direction they want to go. So if group A says, you guys are doing bad things to our blockchain. Right. And the group B says, nuh-uh, we're fine. Well, then group A can just break away and do its own thing. And that's ultimately what happened with Steemit recently. So now there's a competitor called Hive.blog.
And then isn't there also a browser that does micropayments in cryptocurrency? Is it
Brave?
Brave, yeah. That's
Brave browser.
So again, back to the discussion earlier before the break about we're seeing infrastructure for the first time, decentralized infrastructure that sort of escapes the statist paradigm, right, by using the blockchain in various ways for different things, right? Money, obviously, is the first big thing. But the blockchain is capable of having many other things developed on top of it. And I know I've talked a bit on this show about an organization called BitNation, where they're trying to create alternatives to government services, and they've made real progress with things like notary services that are based in the blockchain.
Yep.
They also do emergency identification services, so people who you get displaced by a tsunami or something and you want to relocate your family or locate your loved ones, you can do that through their service. And so I really feel that it's possible to out-invent the state. But it's going to be a while. It's not going to happen overnight, as these things rarely ever do. So 855-450-FREE. Give us your calls and your thoughts. Will blockchain replace government? More coming up.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says progress is being made in the fight against coronavirus. When it comes to opening states at the daily White House press briefing, the president says,
we recommend that they do it as quickly as possible, but safely. We want everyone to be safe. And I think you're seeing that. You're seeing a lot of governors get out and they want to open it up. Many are thinking about their school system. Not a long way to go in the school system right now for this season, for this year. But I think you'll see a lot of schools open up, even if it's for a very short period of time. I think it would be a good thing.
And as far as testing, Vice President Mike Pence says progress is being made.
5.4 million tests. We've done more than 200,000 tests in a single day. As we met with governors today, I sense the enthusiasm among governors for the way that testing is scaling all across the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News. In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 358 points to close Monday at 24,133. A Florida student has quite a decision to make when it comes to going to college. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The Florida high school seniors being praised for earning acceptance to all 8 Ivy League schools across the U.S. Jacksonville native Craig McFarland accepted to Yale, Princeton, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Dartmouth, Cornell University, and Harvard. And his acceptance letters were not limited to Ivy League schools. Craig was also accepted to 17 other colleges and universities. The 18-year-old is a valedictorian of his graduating class at Stanton College Preparatory School and has a weighted GPA of 4.98.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live resumes. You are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And we've been talking about this article from Gizmodo.com outlining something called the Boogaloo. Over 100 militant groups have been promoting a second civil war on Facebook. And continuing on, the Boogaloo promoters have been attending anti-quarantine protests, events with ties to pro-gun activists.
Which means they're safer than other events because people have guns.
Right. The report says that the Bujadin have been hearing dog whistles from the president lately. I don't know what they mean by that.
A dog whistle is essentially a sort of code. The idea being the president will say a certain thing, and it means a thing to the people who understand what he's saying.
Oh, God.
It's what the media says when they want to make somebody say something they didn't say. They find something that makes it a dog whistle. And so it's a secret message that he's sending to his supporters.
And they go on to say, greeting his quote, liberates tweets with cheers. So I guess that is what they're considering a dog whistle. Some of the Trump,
that's what
the Trump tweets.
What's a liberates?
All caps, liberate, assumably.
He posted, liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan,
right,
and liberate some other state. But he didn't post liberate New Hampshire. So what he's doing is he's saying liberate places that have Democrats for governors.
Right.
So it's just a political thing.
A
that's all it is.
Ploy.
Yeah.
Is that it, or is it because those states? I know that Michigan was very, very severe.
Well, so is New Hampshire. But I mean, they're not as bad as Michigan. But I mean, New Hampshire was one of the first states to crack down,
right,
on this COVID-19 nonsense crackdown that's been going on here, and there were 400 people out in at least, I would say, in New Hampshire. Two weekends or a weekend and such ago. New Hampshire had more people, according to one of the mainstream media reports. We had more people than Austin, Texas did,
right,
which is a state of 20 million or whatever it is, 26 million. But yet New Hampshire, a state with 1.4 million, managed to get more people out in the cold, in the rain, in really crappy weather as compared to Austin, Texas. And, you know, you don't see President Trump saying liberate New Hampshire. He's not showing any solidarity with the movement in New Hampshire.
Right.
Because, again, it's all partisan. It has nothing to do with being liberated.
Divide and conquer, which is what the criminals known as politicians like to do to you. So this report from the TTP found that some members of private Boogaloo Facebook groups reacted to the president's rhetoric with memes of celebration. It reads, and traded details of anti-quarantine protests in Richmond, Virginia, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So two of the, I believe those are also Democratic
areas
as well. In total, these Facebook groups boast 72,686 members, which, you know, if you're familiar with Facebook, you know that those numbers are meaningless. It's like when I was doing the band thing, you know, you would see a Facebook event for your gig, be like, 300 people are attending, and then somebody shows up, and they're, hey, where is everybody? It's just 300
people.
You're
lucky if you get a tent.
Yeah, I've had that experience with the 420 rally a lot.
Well, with the 420 rally, at least you can believe everybody when they go, I don't know, I just spaced, man.
That's true.
The report did not verify how many members overlap between the groups. One merch page, the Thick Boog Line.
Okay.
Oh, these guys really need marketing help. The admins of this page.
It's not marketing. They just they enjoy playing with the words.
Well,
it's,
they don't do a good job. That's what I'm saying. I'm criticizing their poor vernacular.
Well, and it's spelled THICC, by the way, which is like a new meme version, which means like a bigger woman or something like that?
The thick booty. I thought it was always THIC. I questioned the second C here.
Okay, I don't know.
But yeah. You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie, so, among other things. But apparently the admins cross over of these groups as well, so this one admins at least 11 other Boogaloo groups. The vast majority are private. One post.
No, they're not. If they're on Facebook, they're not private. It just means you can't get in, author of this article.
Right. Mm. One post screenshot grabbed by the TTP crowdsources tips on homemade explosives. It begins, let's talk grenades, flashbangs, and other things you can throw at the enemy. Let's just say you didn't want to get the paperwork in order to possess certain things that go boom or can act as a room cleaner / stunner. Is there anything you can buy to make your own flashbang?
All right, I'm going to give the standard warning here that I think has been given since back in the days of the Anarchist Cookbook. And
we'll mention that here in a little bit.
Yeah, and that is that you should be really, really careful if you're going to follow some rando instructions on the internet to make a bomb.
Yes.
Because there's a possibility that the person putting those instructions there actually doesn't like you. And that they're putting those instructions there to try to make it so you do something that could harm yourself accidentally. So how do you find out how to make a real bomb? I don't know the best answer to that question, but I would say it deserves a lot more research than just following somebody's Facebook post. That's all I'm going to say
or
about
that. Or grabbing
a
screen grab. Remind me of those posts where folks are like, oh, here, you can just pour gasoline into the oil compartment of your engine and stuff like that, like trying to get
just
people
to destroy things.
Yeah, you know. Oh, did you run out of gas?
Put that phone in your microwave. That'll solve the problem of whatever.
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Don't like being tracked? Microwave your phone, and that will kill the tracking device. Yeah, like it's to test people and their stupidity.
Yeah,
you are absolutely correct. So I agree, and thank you for the warning. For our listeners out there, I hope you're not of the mind where you believe that you can just go and read a thing and put it together and not have any negative repercussions. You have to know what you're doing with this type of thing. But this report suggests that this isn't just casual dabbling in violent fantasies. The groups have uploaded CIA handbooks, military manuals, and the bomb assembly manual, quote, the Anarchist Cookbook, unquote. Which has been
the Anarchist Cookbook has way more than bomb stuff in it. It's been a while since I've seen it. I think the last time I saw it was like in the PBS days.
I used to have a physical copy.
No way. Yeah,
I used to have a physical copy of the Anarchist
Cookbook. Yeah, there was another one
of
those
beat up
called
too,
Steal This Book.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Abby Hoffman, I think. Yeah.
And then System of a Down did an album called Steal This Album that's a direct parody of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did they ever make any money on that book?
I think they probably did.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the author gets paid if the bookstore buys it, as I understand. So, I mean, unless they can return it to the printer or the publisher, which they can't do if somebody's stolen it.
Right. So one 133-page plus planning document reviewed by TTP reportedly identifies strongholds like National Guard depots, police stations, and factories that produce munitions as very solid targets and proposes taking out rail lines and ports to sabotage shipments. The TTP found that one Arkansas fan of several Boogaloo pages was arrested earlier this month after allegedly live-streaming a hunt to kill a police officer on Facebook
Live.
Well,
it'd be pretty stupid to take out railways and ports because then you would sabotage shipments you want to receive.
Yeah,
it's true.
855-450 free like freedom. Where do you stand on the Boogaloo? More coming up after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Tonight in the studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. I want to tell you about Intercoin. Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how the money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So we've been talking about the Boogaloo in this article from Gizmodo, and some Facebook groups apparently have popped up, and this organization, the TTP, has done some investigating surrounding that and found some various groups advocating all sorts of things.
I'd like to throw out another warning here to anybody that's interested in this. In addition to you shouldn't just follow advice that you find on Facebook as far as making bombs, as was talked about earlier in the story. You also should remember these groups are infiltrated by federal agents. You better guarantee that there are federal agents who may have infiltrated as normal members or maybe even the leaders of these groups. So do keep that in mind as you are engaging these people.
Agreed.
There's a good chance that if somebody is telling you or asking you about whether or not you would like to commit some violence in the name of this group or whatever, that they are likely a federal agent trying to set you up for something. That's a highly likely situation.
That would be my take on it. Just to be clear, I do not advocate violence as a solution
to
statism. I think it's going to happen? I mean, it happens all the time. The state is an organization of violence. It seems only natural that at some point somebody will, grow tired enough to, try to fight fire with fire.
That that's the only language that they understand. And I don't blame anyone for being so angry at the state that they want to use violence. But unfortunately, the reality is they're going to use you as the excuse to increase their violence against you. So if one of these undercover agents in these groups suggests that you do X, Y, or Z, and you actually go out and do X, Y, or Z, whatever violent act or destructive act or whatever that might happen to be, then they got you, just like they got the Muslim gentleman who've been snatched up over the years, where some federal agent will gin up some anger with some lonely teenage boy or early 20-something, and he'll go out and he's like, I want to bomb that target, and then you want to bomb it, do you? Well, here, we'll give you the bomb. Here, we'll give you the detonator. Here, we'll give you this and that. Okay, he picks up the detonator, he picks up the bomb, and of course it's fake, but regardless, they then go ahead and swoop in and they arrest the guy, and the whole thing was completely created by the federal government.
Headlines all say, FBI foils FBI terror plot.
Right.
I was going to say, wasn't there an instance or two of where that actually occurred, where a government entity set up a sting, and then the people that they
busted...
At least
200 times.
Were 200 times?
At least 200 times as of the last time we reported on it, which was, a couple years ago. It happens over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, standard operating procedure.
So it's going to happen in these groups, too. I guarantee it.
So Boogaloo advocates reportedly include Matt Marshall, a leader of the militia group 3%ers, named for the disputed belief that only 3% of Americans fought in the Revolutionary War. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's disputed.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, Marshall suggested that followers wear Hawaiian shirts, the mark of the Bujadin, to their anti-quarantine protest. So we'll keep an eye out for the next protest. And
that's actually why I borrowed that Hawaiian shirt from Roach, but then I forgot to wear it. I'll have to wear it next time.
I've got one, too. I haven't had an excuse to wear it for a long time.
However, do not have a Hawaiian shirt. I haven't owned one. Maybe ever, possibly, being the type of person I am.
If the weather's nice enough, I might wear it, but it was freezing cold last time.
A little tough to wear a Hawaiian shirt in New Hampshire in early spring. A little difficult. The article claims YouTube is also culpable. Culpable of what? I'm not sure.
They're saying they're culpable of not cracking down hard enough, as this author would like them to crack down.
Well, they're not censoring people
enough.
Well,
maybe the author should go to some place with less free speech. I hear North Korea is lovely this time of year.
Love it. As of this writing, Top 5 Boogaloo Guns, a guide to firearms, posted on April 15th by user with 2.35 million subscribers, remains live with over 300,000 views. The idea being that a Boogaloo is something really bad happens, is a tyrannical government. The narrator in a Hawaiian shirt explains, and you've got to take to the streets and take care of business to protect your family, protect your neighborhood, protect your citizens. He proceeds to review a semi-automatic version of an FN SCAR assault rifle, which he remarks has been a popular item at recent unnamed rallies. Okay, so self-promotion. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Protecting your family, your neighborhood, and you know, your community, these are good things.
Mm-hmm.
You should be concerned about those things, and
there's no reason why YouTube should take this down. I mean, if it's just somebody saying use guns to protect yourself and protect the innocent, that's a completely legal thing to advocate for.
And that's the other thing. It isn't really a question of do you want a boogaloo? It's a question of what are you going to do when the feds kick down your door? Are you going to go to the camp or the prison that they want to put you in, or are you going to fight back? You know, and so I don't think most of these people are looking to attack the government so much as most of these people are aware that the government would dearly love to attack and destroy them and to kill them and to kill their families. The name Duncan Lemp comes to mind.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
Yeah, he never even got out of bed before they killed him. They came. He had never had any criminal record. This was in Maryland, I think.
I believe so.
And they came to kick down his door, but for whatever reason, they didn't even bother doing that. They just shot into his house through the wall,
killing
him in his sleep while his pregnant girlfriend was asleep next to him. So, I mean, at that point, the only thing to do is to pick up a weapon and start blasting, because they're already trying to kill you.
Yeah. Well, and the reason that an article like this pops up, particularly in today's environment, and I'm talking about the government ordering folks to stay at home, ordering businesses to close, tanking the economy for whatever reason, to invoke fear of the people and make themselves seem far more important than they actually are. That's why this stuff is popping up now. It's gaining a little bit of popularity because people are growing tired of what the government has done.
Well, the thing is, nobody, with what you're saying before, is you don't know what they're there for, right, when they show up. In his case, he didn't have a chance to shoot back. Duncan Lemp was just shot to death in his own bed. But you don't know what they're pounding on your door about. And maybe they weren't going to black bag you and take you off to a death camp. Usually you don't know about those things in advance when they happen. The federal government came here to this house in 2016 and raided the studio. Luckily, they didn't kick the door in. They gave us time to come and answer it.
Did you ever get your stuff back?
No. TJ has filed a lawsuit against them, and he says they're going to be returning his stuff. He was my roommate at the time. But without searching it, by the way, because his stuff was all encrypted, so they weren't able to actually get into it. But had I shot at the feds, there's no way I'd be sitting here today.
That's probably true. Yeah. You have to guess really well in these situations. You don't get a second chance on either side.
Yeah, that's a fact. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here. We're willing to take your calls and your thoughts on the Boogaloo or anything else you might want to talk about. We're called Free Talk Live for a reason. 855-450.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.